السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة. قيل: وما إخلاصها؟ قال: أن تحجزه عن محارم الله، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, the creator of the entire universe. We send choicest of durood and salawat upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything in this world has both an exterior and an interior. There's two dimensions to it. The exterior, the outward appearance, the form, the shape of something. And one is the interior, the essence, the life, the soul of something, which brings about the essence of something. Take for example a fruit, a mango. One is the shape of that mango, the outward form and the shape of it. But you take the same outward form and shape of a mango, cast it in a plastic mold, there's nothing inside, it is hollow. It doesn't fetch the price. It's just an ornament. Nobody in the world will be prepared to pay the price of it. There's no enjoyment in it. It's just a shape of something. It's just the outward form. The real essence, the interior, the flavor, the fragrance, the taste, the sweetness, that brings about the essence of that item. For example, there is a lion. One is a lion that is stuffed, the trophy lion. Nobody will fear it. Even the small child will go up to it, put his hand inside the mouth of the lion also. He'll pull his tail, pull its ears, play with it. But let a real lion walk in and see if any one of us are still sitting here. Everyone will be gone. Why? Because there is life. The essence is there. The life and soul of that lion is found. Many examples. We can take anything for example. A fake note and a genuine note. That fake note holds no value. Cannot buy anything with it. It's not regarded as currency. Why? Because it's fake. So similarly, as Muslims, as believers, there is also an exterior and there is an interior. To have the outward appearance of a believer, that is also important. We're not saying that it's not important, it's extremely important. To have the outward appearance, the dressing of a Muslim, the appearance of a Muslim, that is very, very important. But more important than that is the interior, the iman, within the heart of a person. That will bring about the true essence of Islam, and that will become an attraction for others to come into Islam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif commands the believers, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. O people of Iman, bring Iman. If you look at it just apparently, the meaning of this verse, Allah is addressing the people of Iman, the believers, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O people of Iman, aminu. What does it mean? And accept Islam again? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us and explaining to us the importance of perfecting and renewing our iman, strengthening our iman, remaining steadfast upon iman. That iman is such a thing that fluctuates. Iman goes up and down. When a person is making effort on Iman, he's in the environment of Iman, then his Iman becomes strong. And when a person leaves out the effort of Iman, then that Iman becomes weak. Allah save us, Allah protect us. That's why Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, aminu. That O people of Iman, bring Iman. And that is the real essence of a believer, the interior, the Iman in the heart. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had perfected both the exterior and the interior. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Iman of Sahaba the benchmark. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدُوا. That if people bring Iman like how you brought Iman, O Sahaba, O companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدُوا, then they are upon the right path, they are on hidayat, they are on guidance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 9 to 13 years made effort on the hearts of Sahaba, effort of Iman, where at one point Sahaba were such a nation, the pagan Arabs, that nobody wanted to rule over them. Every type of evil was prevalent amongst them. They used to bury their own daughters alive with their own hands. They used to make tawaf of Baytullah naked. And every type of evil was found amongst them. Nobody wanted to rule over them. They were a barbaric nation. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the effort of Iman, with La ilaha illallah, and he made effort continuously 9 to 13 years on the hearts of Sahaba, then what was the outcome? That very same people who at one point nobody wanted to rule over them, now they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. They were given the certificate of Jannah while walking in the face of this earth. What was the turning point? What was the factor that changed them? It was the effort of Iman. That interior was made. That it wasn't just the exterior, the interior was made, effort was made upon them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching a young sahabi, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the lesson of Iman. And this we have to imbibe in our children from a young age. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was a cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And according to most narrations, he was barely 12, 13 years of age when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. You can understand how young he was. He was a small boy. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seated on a conveyance. And Abdullah bin Abbas is seated behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching him valuable lessons of Iman. Ya ghulam, oh my young boy, oh my beloved child, احفظِ الله يحفظك. Take care of the orders of Allah, Allah will take care of you. Look after the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will look after you. These are life lessons that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is imparting to this young boy, which he will remember for the rest of his life. It is being embedded in his heart that, oh my youngster, wherever you may be in life, make sure take care of the deen of Allah first. You will find Allah's protection will be with you. احفظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدُهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Protect the deen of Allah, you will find the help of Allah in front of you. You will find Allah in front of you at all times. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Oh my boy, in life, sometimes you will come to some situation where you will be in need. You will need things in life. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ, if you have to ask, ask only from Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you have to seek help and assistance, then seek the help of Allah. Every day, in every rakat of every namaz, we are reciting Suratul Fatiha. And every day we are repeating it many times. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh Allah, you alone do we worship. You alone do we ask for help. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching this young boy, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you have to ask for help, ask the help of Allah subhanahu. This is Iman. The Iman of that child is being made. That my helper is Allah, my protector is Allah, my provider is Allah. Allah will take care of all my needs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues teaching this young boy. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَيَّنْ فَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That, oh young boy, remember and understand very well, if the entire mankind, everybody has to get together and try to bring about some benefit to you, لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. They will only be able to benefit you to that extent which Allah has written for you. Only that amount of benefit will come to you which Allah has decreed. وَعَلَمَ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ يَدُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. And know very well, if everybody, all of mankind, everyone has to get together and try to harm you, cause some harm to you, لَمْ يَدُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. They will only be able to harm you to that extent which Allah has written for you, which Allah has decreed. What Allah has decreed, that will happen. That amount of benefit, that amount of harm. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا أَصَابَكْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكْ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكْ. And know and understand very well that what has come to you could never have missed you. And what has missed you, it could never have come to you. How beautiful! The lesson of Iman, that Allah is the controller, the decree of Allah will prevail. Many a times, people say, someone met up in an accident. He said, if only I left 5 minutes later, I would be saved. No, that was the decree of Allah. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا أَصَابَكْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكْ. What has come to you, what has afflicted you, could never have missed you. It was written. Before you were even born, it was decreed, it's going to happen at that time. وَمَا أَخْطَأَكْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكْ. What has missed you, what you lost, it could never have come to you. Oh, what a lucrative deal it was. Hey, I just missed it, man. I could have made so much. No, that was not written for you. Iman, the lesson of Iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching a young Sahabi. And this was the effort that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made on the hearts of Sahaba. If we study Quran and Hadith, then we find the promises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the help and assistance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, especially at this time when the Ummah is most in need of it. We can see what is the condition of the Muslim Ummah throughout the world. The promises of Allah with Iman. Iman and Amal, when Iman is made, then the power of Iman, 313 Sahaba ill-equipped in Badr, enemy 1,000 strong, equipped to the teeth. Allah granted victory to the believers. Why? Because of Iman, because of the Amal. Allah says, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will always be dominant, you will always be victorious if you bring Iman. إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That most definitely our help, our nusrat, our assistance, we will help our messengers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The same help that Allah sent to His messengers, Allah will give the same help to those who have Iman. Those who make effort on Iman. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, this is my promise. Allah has promised those who have Iman and those who do good a'mal, Allah will make them His vicegerents. Allah will make them dominant on this earth, like how Allah gave dominance to those before you. The criteria is Iman. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gone out to fight against the Romans, and the Romans were defeated, when they returned to the emperor, Heracles, the Hercules, was based in Antioch at that time, and he addresses the Romans who were defeated. He said, tell me, who are these people that you are facing? Weren't they humans just like you? They said, yes, they were also human beings just like us. Then weren't Were they, did they overnumber you, or they were less than you in number? What? How were you defeated? They said, no, we had outnumbered them by far. The Roman army was over 200,000-300,000 soldiers. The Muslims were barely 10,000-15,000. Then what made you get defeated like this? One elderly person was one of the leaders of the army. He said, oh king, these are not ordinary people. These are not ordinary people. Their nights are spent in salah and tahajjud in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ibadat, in crying before Allah. their days are spent in fasting, and they rule with justice, they command good, forbid evil, and they treat everybody with justice. The king said, definitely, these are the qualities that have granted them superiority and victory over you. So he said, this is the qualities of the believers, whereas the disbelievers, what is our condition? We are involved in all types of evil. We consume liquor and alcohol, we are involved in zina and fornication, we are commanding evil and we are stopping the good. There is injustice and zulm that is prevailing amongst us. So definitely the help of Allah will be with the believers. My respected elders and dear brothers, the need of the time is that effort on iman has to be made. That iman has to be made once again. Like how the iman of sahaba, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. When iman will be made like how the iman of sahaba, then the help of Allah that came down for the sahaba radiallahu anhum, that same help of Allah will come down for us also. The criteria is iman. The criteria is to make effort, on the interior. Not only the exterior, but the interior. Otherwise, it will just be a hollow body without any essence, without any life, without any soul. So that is why we are told to make effort on iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to this effect. Jaddidu imanakum. Renew your iman, strengthen your iman. Sahaba asked, how should we renew our iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Akthiru min qawli la ilaha illallah. That recite la ilaha illallah in abundance. Speak about la ilaha illallah. Talk about the greatness of Allah. Our iman will become stronger. So for this our ulama tell us to engage ourselves in those amal that will strengthen our iman. Coming out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending time in the company of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and establishing the mudhakara and the discussions of iman in our homes and our children and our families. Talk to our children about Allah, so that the child from a young age is hearing about Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness is in his heart from a young age. Establish the ta'aleem in our homes, where the talks, the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are brought into our homes, then we will see nur and barakah. And together with that, make dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and strengthen our iman. Without the help of Allah, we cannot do anything. Make dua. And lastly, stay away from those anti-imani places and actions that will erode our iman, that will make our iman weaker. Those places, those people, those devices, that literature, that media, which will make our iman weak, which will snatch our iman away, we stay away from that. Because as we will come closer to Qiyamah, the fitnas are going to increase. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we'll end up on this hadith, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Hasten towards good amal before such fitnas will come. Such fitnas will grip this ummah. كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Like the dark portions of a dark night. Now when the sun sets and it begins to get dark, and every coming minute is darker than the one before it, like that the fitnas will come, one after the other. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, further in the same hadith, Allah save one and all. It's very frightening. That a person, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ فِيهِ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That a person in the morning will get up as a believer, before he goes to sleep in the night, he would have lost his iman. A person will be a believer at night. And what actions he will engage himself in that night, before the morning he would have lost his iman. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will be prepared to sell his iman and his deen for a little paltry gain of this world. Some little monetary gain will be placed before him. Some little bait will be dangled in front of him. He will be prepared to give up his iman. That will be the condition before Qiyamah. Allah save us and protect us and our progenies to come. But the point is, we have to make effort. We cannot sit complacent and say that we have it all. What is going to happen to our generations to come? That is why the istima is at our doorstep. Next Friday the istima will start in Overport. What is the object of istima? The very same object, how our iman can be made. How we can strengthen our iman. How can we recognize and understand what is our object in life? Or we're just passing through the motions. We just came, we're passing time and gone. No, we have an object, we have a purpose, and we have a goal that we are moving towards. And this is why these istimas are taking place, so that we can understand and realize our object in life. So next Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the istima will be taking place in Overport. All of us should make intention, we all will be there inshallah. And we'll try to bring as many people as possible. Guests will be coming from throughout the world. Talks of iman will be taking place, our iman will be increased and boosted, and jamaat will be going out far and wide in the path of Allah to make effort on iman. All of us will make intention inshallah. Allah give all of us tawfiq to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.